These are the top stories on ABC News. Two men in their 80s have died from coronavirus in Victoria, and the caseload has increased by 317. It's the state's biggest daily increase since the pandemic began. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says 28 of the new cases are connected to known outbreaks, while 289 are under investigation. The unemployment rate rose from 7.1% to 7.4% last month. Official figures from the Bureau of Statistics show the rate edged higher despite the addition of almost 211,000 jobs. The federal government says more training courses will be available for job seekers within 2 months. The Commonwealth is contributing $500 million in funding to be matched by the states to create 340,000 training spots and short courses. $1.5 billion has been pledged to extend wage subsidies for apprentices for another 6 months and expand it to support more businesses. And prominent Twitter accounts, including those of former US President Barack Obama and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, have been hacked in an apparent Bitcoin scam. Billionaires Elon Musk and Bill Gates, as well as technology companies Apple and Uber, have been affected. The scam involved posting fake tweets asking people to send donations of the cryptocurrency Bitcoin in the hope of doubling their money.